Hello, and welcome to the podcast Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Alora Cheek. And I'm here to talk to you about conscious creation. How do we keep doing that thing called allowing? Allow. Welcome. This is just podcast take two. I got found. One of my children found me. Okay. Let's try this again. I'm going into the secret recording booth. This will be the master bedroom closet. Okay, so where was I? I was talking about how it's been a while since I did a podcast because I would say I forgot about it, but I was just reading an article about being a perceiver. I love the Myers-Briggs personality typing stuff. I have one judger in my family, and they're the ones that typically are more organized, more time-based. The perceiver is more open-ended, leaving things to the last minute. But the way that this article described it was so fascinating. Perceivers, they said, organize by energy, which means they do things when they feel like it. When they feel like doing something, they'll do it. And then they do it really well when they actually feel like it. Whereas a judger will do things based on time. They scheduled it at 1 o'clock. So they'll do it at 1 o'clock, whether they feel like it or not. I mean, there's pros and cons to both, right? As a perceiver, sometimes you look and you go, oh, it's been a long time since I did that thing, right? On the other hand, you're more aligned if you wait till you are inspired to do something. On the other hand, as a judger, you have a tendency to be able to get more things done, maybe. On the other hand, you might fall into the challenge of doing things when you're not in alignment or not getting into alignment before you do that thing at 1 o'clock. See, there's two things. Make a decision and then make it right. If you're going to do it at one and feel good about doing it at one. Or don't do it. Anyway, that's not the point. That was not even what I was going to talk about. What I was going to talk about is a friend of mine asked me a long time ago, can you affect somebody else as somebody else's vibe, somebody else's reality? Like, can you manifest on behalf of somebody else? And the answer to that is no, you cannot. And then also, yes, you can. So what the heck did I just say? I will explain. The truth is, nobody can manifest for somebody else. The person, each of us, you, me, every single person, whether they are a baby or they're an adult, are in charge of their reality. 100%. 100%. The vibrational makeup, the vibrational overture. That's a symphonic musical word. The vibrational overture of a person on each topic is what the universe is responding to without judgment, right? So if somebody's vibration about money is really great and high vibe and awesome and positive expectation, the universe is like, awesome. Here are things that match that vibe. Opportunities, experiences, people, relationships, money. If the vibe around money is restricted or conflicted or a lower vibration, then the universe doesn't say, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to give you these bad things as punishment for your bad vibe. No, no, no. There's never any bad feelings about it. The universe says, great, I'm going to match that vibe. And so I'm going to give you opportunities and experiences that echo your lower vibration around money. And so the truth is that we are 100% in charge of our experiences in our life, and vibrationally, right? Vibrationally. However, we can influence other people. If you're a parent, you know this. I mean, there's jokes and comics, like Sunday comics. Remember when you used to have a newspaper? They'd have comics. Yeah. Anyway, they say if mom's not happy, nobody's happy, right? And it's sort of this idea that keep mom happy, then the house is flowing. You'll notice if you're around little children a lot or you have little children, they do have a tendency to play follow the leader with vibes. They'll follow the vibe. They're not necessarily doing it on purpose. It's sort of, I don't even know if it's instinctual. It just sort of is what's happening. And so it's like when you're on the airplane and they say, put your mask on first and then help somebody else. It's that thing. Tend to your vibe first. Tend to your vibe first. And your vibe will permeate the house. Whether you're the mom, the dad, whatever, the brother, the sister, yourself, your vibe will permeate the house. And it is an influencer. We are influencing each other. Now, the degree to which we influence each other depends on the degree of our individual connection with our own source. So if you are somebody who's the yogi on the mountain, who's completely connected to your inner being, you are unflappable, unshakable, right? I saw this meme on the internet. I don't know if it was made up or whatever it was, but it was a monk. It's like a Buddhist monk in the robes and everything, walking through traffic and flipping somebody off. I think that the joke was, missed his morning meditation, right? The truth is, every single person I've met, no matter how revered they were in the spiritual community, they've all said, look, we're all just trying to get through the day being as connected as we can possibly be. We're all human, right? However, the more connected you are to your inner being, the more often, the stronger that connection is, the more you are uninfluencable by reality. What you see around you, what you experience around you, influences you less, okay? Because then your strongest influence is the call of your inner being, the guidance of your inner being, the feel-good of your inner being calling you towards your own vortex of awesomeness, right? So, in a relationship, and let me talk about like a love relationship. So you are married or dating or whatever, you have a partner. Can you influence that partner? Say, for example, my partner's not as romantic as I want them to be. Can you change them? Well, if you set about trying to change somebody, how do you feel? How does your vibe feel? Usually your vibe hits the skids, right? The idea of trying to control somebody or change somebody, right? Inner being says, that's no. Don't go there, right? So I'm going to change them, right? However, can you be a positive influence? Can you be a positive influence on somebody? Of course. Your inner being probably lights up at that idea. Being an uplifter is an awesome thing that I think everybody's soul is really ultimately into. Being uplifted and being an uplifter. And so you can look at your partner and think in your mind really good thoughts about them. You can script, write down really good thoughts about them. You can decide top three adjectives that you want to think about them. You can imagine that every time they walk into a room, you think, I'm so happy to see you, right? Not, you're interrupting me, I'm watching Netflix, but I'm so happy to see you. You can continually do that. It is, and you'll notice their behavior might begin to change. Their behavior towards you might begin to change. Number one, isn't it nice to be around somebody who thinks lovely things about us? Do you have anybody in your life that is an uplifter for you? And when you're just around them, don't you feel better? You're allowing yourself to be called to their picture of you in their mind. They're not doing it to you. You have to still accept it. But that's what's going on. The other thing too is that the universe is rendezvousing you with your partner at times when they are more uplifted. Why? Because that's what the universe does. The universe is constantly creating rendezvous. It is the rendezvous master. And so if you're thinking positive thoughts about your partner, right, then you will feel inspired to text your partner when your partner is on lunch at work and having a really nice day, seeing a butterfly fly by or whatever it is. And you'll text them and you'll say, hey babe, and they'll text back, hey babe, with a heart. And you're like, oh my gosh, look at all the loveys I'm getting from this partner. Because you're inspired, right? You're tuned into that vibe around the subject of them. The universe is now inspiring you to tune in to them and work with them and think about them and contact them. Does that make sense? During those rendezvousable times. Am I making sense? The other thing too is, if you follow this, you'll find that you don't feel inspired to contact them or call them or go on a date or hang out when they're in a really bad mood, right? One of the big things about relationships, I say, is stop chasing each other around when the other person is in a bad mood. There are times, of course, when we need to say to somebody, look, I love you and we really need to talk about this, right? My heart is open. But in general, if somebody's in a bad mood and you find yourself saying, get over here, I'm not leaving until you discuss this with me, what happens? Yeah, chances are you'll both be fighting. although that might release some steam and then you can come back to your heart, but two different vibes cannot exist in the same place for very long. It's not quantum physics compatible. The vibes either need to harmonize, which means both people end up being uplifted, both people end up in the dumps, or they have to bounce. People storm off and those vibes go away from each other. So that's how that works. So you can daydream about your partner and daydream about specific things. Like you could read a romantic novel, whatever, and just be like, oh, I just imagine them like giving me a rose and telling me I'm beautiful. And you might actually shock yourself because they might one day bring you a rose and tell you that you're beautiful. And you're like, ah, my God. You didn't make them do that. You didn't like put the spell on them that made them do that. However, our thoughts, and this is kind of scary, but it's true. Scary, the word is scary, but you know, like, woohoo, woo. Our thoughts are things. Our thoughts are things in the room. Can you imagine if our thoughts, we could actually see them, like they had a color? What is that? I'm in a really crazy mood, so I don't know if I should even publish this podcast, but did they ever have this thing where if you peed in the pool, like it would make a color, like people could see you peed in the pool, a person peed in the pool? I'm not saying you would ever do that. Can you imagine if our thoughts emanated colors, or you could just sort of see like a colored steam leaking from us that was filling the room? You wouldn't really see the quality in terms of the vibrational quality of everybody's thoughts. And then the person turns to take a look at the buffet and their thoughts change, and now you see they're good. Then they turn over here to look at somebody and their thoughts change and you see the colors emanating from them. Oh, where was I? So we really are creating these soups, these vibrational soups in the room that we wander through. So yes, if you're at home and thinking beautiful thoughts and you're putting things into the air like vibrational music and whatever essential oils, or you're smudging sage or whatever it is you're doing to create a beautiful, either neutral or uplifting atmosphere, these things can be influential. Again, only if we are influenceable. I don't even know if that's a word. My English degree is quivering right now. Does that make sense? Now, you'll see when I say partners, all this stuff works whether you are in relationship with a sibling, you have a child, you're thinking about your parents. All these same principles exist, right? We can be, in our mind, uplifters, right? The Mary Poppins. the Mary Poppins that comes in. I've never seen that movie. It's an older movie. But it's like, I always loved it as a child. And I think very law of attraction. So the family was in strife, spoiler alert. And she shows up. She literally flies in because she's magical like that. And she is unflappable. She's like, oh, you have a spoonful of sugar and all that. And she's just, she holds her vibe. She does her thing. She maintains her connection. The family ends up responding to her. In the end, everybody responds to her. The family comes back together in great harmony. She's like, oh, off I go. And she flies away again to the next family that needs her. She's unflappable. Sometimes when I'm working with my kids at home and I am losing my connection to my source because I'm just tired or whatever, I'll start to talk in a Mary Poppins accent. So I think I want to be Mary Poppins in this moment. I want to be unflappable. So that's the answer to the question. Can you actually influence your partner? The answer is you cannot manifest in their reality, but you can totally, totally uplift them. There is a video, I gotta find it again. There's was a place in China where they do vibrational sound healing. And I'm genuinely not exaggerating when I say this. I saw a video of a person who had a huge tumor in their body and they had an ultrasound showing you the tumor. Okay, it was a really big tumor. It was very visible on the ultrasound. And then these three gentlemen got around and they say it doesn't matter what the words were. I don't know what they were chanting. It was in another language. But they got, they stood sort of around on one side of her. And they started chanting in this very high vibrational harmonic chanting. And you watched the tumor on the ultrasound disappear, right? You could say they disappeared the tumor. The truth is they created a vibrational atmosphere that lifted her up. And she's the one that allowed the tumor to go away. If somebody really believes in the tumor or is not wanting to change their vibe or doesn't think it's possible at all or doesn't, you cannot go in there against their will and make it happen. Can you create the these miraculous healing experiential moments in time where you're in the zone and you're connected, and then somebody else yes and that and allows themselves to shift, allows themselves to heal themselves, allows themselves to have their source call them to reveal the wholeness that is already there. The answer to that is yes. Are you a conduit for it? You're a conduit for source in that moment. Those people that were chanting were definitely a vibrational match to some really high, awesome vibes. But they didn't go in and get rid of the tumor. They created an environment where that tumor wasn't welcome, but it just didn't, in their minds, they didn't see it anymore. And she said, yes, I agree. Does that make sense? We're constantly agreeing to things. When we look at traffic and we're upset and we are yelling at the traffic, we're agreeing with the people on the road who are unhappy. We're saying yes to that. So go about your life. You know, decide to be an uplifter. Don't fake it. It's never about faking it. It's not about saying, I'm really mad at my partner, but I'm going to think good thoughts about them. When you feel in your heart that your heart is closed and that its energy is low, or your throat talking like you're all in your mouth up here going, I'm going to make, you're not really thinking nice thoughts. You cannot lie. Your vibe never lies, right? Meditate, relax, let it go, watch a movie, take care of it. And then when you're able to more gently think about your partner or your child or your boss or whoever it is, and you have meditated or you're more connected, think about them in a good positive light. Picture them whole, picture them healed, picture yourself laughing with them, picture all of these things to create an environment that welcomes the change that you want. And if they can meet you there, they will. And so it is.
You have just listened to Expect Butterflies, the Law of Attraction channel with Allura Cheek. And I hope you have an incredibly aligned day. You can catch more at expectbutterflies.com.